Hello everyone, my name is Rafael and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to dive in and talk a little bit about headshots for kids. This is something that a lot of photographers ignore, and I deeply believe that there's a lot of potentials there, and this type of service can really expand our business. And that's why I would like to talk about it. Recently, I had a photo shoot with a few kids, and that's why I thought this is going to be a good topic to discuss on my podcast and dive into some of those experiences I went through during those sessions. Even though I've done quite a few headshot sessions for kids over the last year, I think I should expand this a little bit more, and that's my plan for the next few months, to push that side of my business a little bit more. Especially we are at the end of the school year, and now is the time where a lot of parents take school photos, and as we probably all know, they pretty bad most of the time. I know photographers who do those type of work, they have to run through hundreds of kids. Those images, typically they're really good technically, but when it comes to proper posing, face expressions, creativity, that simply goes out of the window. There's no time for that. And I talked to a few parents who are extremely disappointed with those images, and they came to me, and then we work with their kids to get some cool pictures of them. And I deeply believe that every headshot photographer out there should have this type of business included into their services. So let's discuss this and let's talk about it step by step. So the first thing what I want to mention is that this is completely different approach, because working with adults, we all know we have a little bit more control. We can direct them properly. We can create this atmosphere. We can tell them what to do, and we can very surely get the stuff what we are looking for. With the kids, it's a completely different story. Every kid is different. Depends on the age. Most of the time, they have really short attention span. They cannot sit in the place. They cannot focus on your camera. They're all over the place. And it's difficult to manage some of those kids to get the stuff what we're looking for. And we need to be extremely patient. I know from my own experience, it's really easy for a lot of photographers to get fairly quickly frustrated with, you know, certain kids, and they might say, hey, I don't even want to do this because I don't have time and patience to deal with some of those kids. But at the same time, when we have some kind of plan implemented into our workflow, how do we gonna deal with those kids, those sessions, I have to say, they can be a lot of fun. So first thing, we have to have this specific state of mind where we not gonna get frustrated and nervous and you know, angry because we're not getting the stuff what we're looking for, especially if we cannot handle the kids. And let's be honest, nowadays kids are very impatient. They most of the time all over the place, and it's really difficult to control them and, you know, let them be focused more than 5 seconds. So that's why we need to be extremely quick, extremely fast. But this is also, I deeply believe, some really good training for us to work quickly, efficiently, and be ready for any moment to get those amazing shots. And typically with the kids, you have those like slots of time where, you know, they pay attention, you're getting the stuff what you're looking for, and then it's over. Like, you know, it's just kind of comes and go, and we have to be prepared for it, so we are ready. So, but before we jump into the actual session and how to approach it, let's talk about specific things before we even jump into this photo shoots, and how to handle the kids and how to get them focused and how to get those amazing shots. So I want to start with safety, because this is something which, you know, is extremely important. And as you probably know, different story with adults. You know, if you tell them don't touch this or don't do this, they probably not gonna touch anything. They're gonna be more careful. And most of those adults, you know, they exactly know, well, maybe not what to do, but they're not gonna just push buttons and pull cables and do all this crazy stuff. So we don't have to worry about those stuff. But with the kids, it's a completely different story. We have to be prepared from every possible angle, because the kids do unexpected things, and we have to make sure that our studio or place where we shoot is safe for them, because it doesn't take much for some kind of like unexpected move from the kid, and we really don't want any strategy, because this is gonna just be disaster. And I know from my own experience and having my own child, it doesn't take much. Is you just turn your head for like a couple seconds, and the drama is, you know, unfolding, and there is literally nothing what we can do. So as I said, before we take the kid for the photo shoot and we're going to bring them to the studio, just look for everything what this kid might touch or might push or might pull or whatever. So we set it up everything the way that it's safe from every possible corner, so the kid is not going to hurt himself, you know, doing some things which, you know. And the kids are curious, like, you know, let's be honest, most of the kids, they don't understand that, you know, touching certain things might hurt them. They just interested. And especially in our studios where there's a lot of cool stuff, you know, soft boxes, lighting, batteries, you name it. We all have that stuff all over the place. And, you know, those things look interesting for the kids, right? So we have to make sure that things are nicely put away, and you know, kids, they don't have access and to specific things. And even when we have some lighting set it up, we want to make sure it's safe. Also, the one thing what I always do before I take any kid to my studio and before we start shooting, I'll take them on a little bit of tour where I show them what are we going to be using, what kind of lighting I have. I allow them to touch certain things and push buttons and change you know, the power of the lighting to just get them even more exciting. So it's kind of like a also bonding with the child. So that's a kind of good thing, just to, you know, as I said, take them on a little bit of tour and show them certain things, so they're not going to be just like pressing and touching things, because you already expose them to certain things, you allow them to touch before, you can explain them, okay, you can touch this, you cannot touch specific things, but do this the way that, you know, the kids is familiar with the environment, and you can kind of warn them a little bit. If this is going to work, it's a one story, but I found most of the kids, if you explain them a little bit more, and you can show them specific things, they're not only going to get more excited, but also they're not going to be just like doing things which you are not kind of, you know, you don't want them to do. So that's the first step. The next step when it comes to working with kids, as I said, you have to work quickly. So you have to have some kind of plan for the shoot, make sure that all the lighting, cameras, everything what you're going to be using is ready to go. This is not the time when you already have a child in your studio to, you know, doing too much testing and setting lights and then, you know, playing with certain things. Most of the time you have to be ready for the shoot. So typically what I do, I want to make sure that my lighting is ready to go. Everything is tested. So I have to just take the child to a specific spot, and then, you know, we can kind of start shooting. So that's the kind of One of those elements which is extremely crucial, I found, because you want to make sure that you know, you can get into working with the kid right away. It depends on the age, you know. There's older kids, a little bit of a different story. The smaller kids, most of the time, you know, they, as I said, they're really impatient, and you have to kind of get them going right away. So one of the things what I want to point it out is I always bring the parents, and I'm getting them involved in the photo shoot. So depends on the child. If I see that the kid is just impatient and is like very hyper, then I want to make sure that the parent comes with them, and we try to work with the parents to, you know, get them kind of going. I'm not really a big fan, especially when parents start kind of threatening kids, saying like, oh, if you're not going to do this, you're not going to play Nintendo or whatever. I had these stories where the parents were just like, literally entire photo shoot threatening the kid, if he's not gonna smile, if you're not gonna do this, or you're not gonna do that, then, you know, he's gonna be, I don't know, grounded. This is just ridiculous. But again, you cannot take responsibility what the parents are saying and what they're doing. But I've been into the situations where, you know, the parent didn't help much. Actually, it was even worse, because what was happening, the parent was just like threatening the kid, and you could see through the kid's face expression that, you know, is getting frustrated and it's getting more upset. And then, you know, okay, this shit is not going the right way, because you now not going to be able to get the images what you're looking for. So if this is going to happen, I would suggest also to have a little bit of conversation with the parent before, just to kind of get the vibe from the parent, you know, what you can expect from them, or, you know, like if this is going to go in the right direction, if the parents have some kind of strategy or how they communicate with the kid. So you have to control the situation. I know it's not easy sometimes, but if you notice that this whole thing's getting out of hands, you can just step in and take over and try to kind of make sure the parents is not like literally ruining your headshot session, because they just using those tactics which simply don't work to make this kid think positively and be happy, and all this stuff what we're looking for throughout a photo shoot. So that's the next thing. So the next thing what I want to talk about it is I always try to have some kind of games which you can play with the child. I know it depends on the age. There is some which, you know, you can use it, and there's tons of things what you can do. The communication between you and the kid is extremely important. So recently I had this girl who was 4, and as soon as she came into the studio, she was kind of like telling me, and she was so proud that she can count till 10. And what was really funny, so, you know, she was at the front of the camera, you know, she was like on this little chair where I was kind of putting there in place, and she was looking at me, and we were like, I'm like, hey, let's count together. So whenever I was like miscounting, so I was saying, let's say 1, 2, 5, she was like burst in laughs, and I was just like, oh my god, like this is working, right? So every time when I've done this, you know, I have this like amazing laughs from her, you know, like I was just like ready to shoot, and I was just like firing like nuts, so I could just capture every smile and every laugh she had. But with the kids, the funny thing is, like, you know, after several times, you know, she gets bored, you know, but that didn't work. But that allowed me to get the images what I was really looking for. So there's tons of stuff you can do. The communication is a key. You can have all sorts of, you know, toys, accessories to play with the kid. I know just to get this figured out sometimes takes a little bit of time, but there's another thing what I've done which worked really, really well, and I'm not sure if you guys seen that video which I put together where I had this little device put on my lens which you could attach your either phone or iPad, and the kid could watch cartoons, look at him, you know, so he's directly looking at you, and you could just take the photos at the same time. So And that's the case. You can talk to the parent, okay, what kind of cartoons she likes or he likes, what makes her laugh, and then you can just kind of play it. I'll link that video to my to this podcast so you guys can take a look. And I have to say it works as a charm. I figured it out when I was working with my son because he cannot focus more for like 5 seconds. And then, you know, he's bored right away and he doesn't want to do this anymore. So you have to have some kind of strategy to make this work. So this is one of those things. Yeah, you have to just, as I said, work fairly quickly and make sure that you have some kind of game, some kind of plan, some kind of joke, some kind of tricks. I like to kind of get into with every kid just to kind of explore what they like, what they don't like. You know, if their jokes are working, if, you know, you can kind of do a little bit of kind of like a, as I said, conversation with the child to get connected. One of the things which also you have to remember, you have to get this connection with the child right away, because if they sense that you're scared or you don't want to talk to them, or, you know, you just want to take the photos, then you're going to create this wall between you and the child, and there's no way you're going to be able to get any shots. I know it's hard because also everything depends on your personality, who you are as a person. And I know, like, some people, they just don't get along with kids, and that's extremely difficult to just kind of, like, I don't know, talk to 4-year-old and then try to kind of be connected. But that's part of our job. Like, if you look at it, we have to learn how to connect with all sorts of different people, right? We have introvert, we have extrovert during our photo sessions, and we need to learn how to communicate. And I think with the kids, it's kind of the same, but you have to also learn new skills. You have to learn new ways of communicating with them. You have to create some kind of very, very, you know, kind of comfortable environment. And you have to be silly sometimes. You have to be funny. You have to joke with them. You have to, you know, make sure that the child feels acknowledge there is attention towards the kid because they likes it, and you have short time to kind of, you know, bond with them fairly quick. And sometimes it's not easy. As I said, there's different type of kids. Some of them, they're extremely open. They it's really easy to make them laugh. But there's some other ones which, you know, they need a little bit of more time to get them know a little bit more, and you need to build that trust towards them to you know, make sure that you know, you're able to, you know, get some of those images. So it's a learning process. I highly recommend it to do that, because again, this is another level of learning how to communicate with people. And kids are different. You know, it's a different way of communicating with them, but it's fun, right? So it's definitely something which every photographer should have, those type of skills, because it's going to help you for the long run. And it's fun. Like, you know, I think working with kids, I had a lot of fun working with those kids recently. I have to say, this one particular girl, you know, she was all over the place. But the more she played, the more fun she had, the more we joked, the more we bond, the more we connected. Then, you know, like, we were getting better shots. And I have to say that the parents were, like, blown away. You know, like, they were like, oh my God, it seems like the kid has a lot of fun. So there's also one, there's a couple more things what I want to point it out. One is, when it comes to, because this is something which is extremely important, but also we want to make sure that we're doing this the right way. We're living in a crazy world right now, especially for photographers who are males. And I know I don't want to go into some kind of crazy talk, but you know, I think it's a different where there is a female photographer, and like, you know, we have to, let's say, put the kid on the stool, and they have to just, I don't know, like, look at the camera or whatever approach there is. You don't want to touch the kid, right? So typically what I do, I ask the parent, can you help me, because I'm trying to stay like with touching the kids, because, you know, parents might take this the wrong way, especially, as I said, when it comes to the male photographer. As I said, we're living in a crazy world, and even if you don't have any bad intentions, but you have to be extremely, extremely careful. And typically my approach is like, you know, I either ask parent for the permission, if that's okay, or I ask them to do this for me. So there is no like, kind of like, you know, parents might look at the things the wrong way, right? And then the reason I'm saying this is because we're living in a crazy world. Most of the time, those clients, we don't know them. And as I said, it's a different way when women do that for a child. Like, you know, if women take the kid or put on a stool or whatever. But when it comes to the males, you know, as I said, the parents and the society might take this the wrong way. And I want to kind of point this out, because I don't even touch adults. Like, you know, I'm trying to be kind of like, you know, I'll show them, I will kind of explain to them, but there's no touching. And again, everyone has a different approach, but I want to point this out just to make sure that, you know, you were aware of this, because I don't want anybody to get in any trouble or, you know, in some kind of awkward situation that the parent might look at this the wrong way. So that's something which is extremely important in my opinion. And I hope everyone has a different way of looking at it, but I just want to point it out. And the next thing is, you know, like, this is the timing, and we've talked a little bit about it, is with the kids, I think it's the same way as with the adults. So the way it works at the beginning, most of the kids, they're extremely excited. They literally all over the place. They want to work with you. They want to do all sorts of things. Then you're getting this peak moment where you're getting those cool shots. You get this momentum. You figure out the games. You know how to make them smile. You make them like focus on the camera, and you can get those images which you're looking for. And then they're getting tired, they're bored, and they want to be out of the place, right? So this is something like every person going through that session kind of goes through. And the same applies to the adults. I see, like, you know, at the beginning, they're scared. They kind of, you know, you're warming them up, you get the shots, and then at some point, you can see through their faces, their body language, that they're beat up, they're tired, and they don't want to be there anymore, or they don't put enough effort to continue the shoot. So then I typically say, hey, you know what, let's wrap this up, because I think we're done here. And the same with the kids, the same scenario is with the kids, but the difference is this time slot is going much, much quicker. So for example, my recent shoot, which I had this girl, I had, like, I'm not lying, 20 minutes and she was done. We got the shots, we got everything what we need to get, but I was just surprised how quickly she kind of got, you know, like, I'm not saying bored, but, you know, like, you could see that, you know, she's done. So you also have to kind of respect that, because if you don't, then you're just like forcing to do things, and, you know, you can really notice that the things, they don't work anymore. So this is something that we have to be aware of it, and then you're just pushing and you're not getting anything, right? So you have to be aware of this. You have to make sure that, you know, when you feel that the time is up and you're not able to kind of pull it off anything, you have to just stop it, right? So that's something that just keep in mind, because it's again, it's important, and then you can time the session differently that you're timing with adults, right? And again, there's some kids which you can work much longer. So
the point is that, you know, like the way I approach those type of sessions, that you have to have some kind of game plan in place and then just follow it through, and then you can see how much you can push it. Because sometimes, you know, as I said, you might have a kid for 5 minutes and then, you know, the kid's going to be done. But there's some kids you can work for an hour and, you know, they still going to be able to pull off some cool stuff. So this is something that's just kind of keep in mind. So let's summarize this whole thing. Well, first of all, what I want to say, if you don't take headshots for kids, I think you should start doing them, because again, it's going to elevate your business. You're going to make more money, and who knows, maybe, you know, the parents see amazing shots of their child, then they might come in and they're going to take their own headshot. Also, one of the things what I want to point it out is, and that's just more kind of from the business side, parents are crazy about their kids, and they are willing to spend way more money on them than on themselves. So, you know, if you're going to get some stunning shots of the child, they want to get all of them. So that's also a great business opportunity for you to make more money, because the parents are willing to spend more on their kids, especially, you know, if you can get, as I said, some really amazing images with some amazing emotions, with laughs, smiles, and you can put some creativity into them, I can assure you the parents are going to go absolutely crazy on those shots. And not only that, they're going to promote you and they're going to share those pictures with their friends, with their family, and that can exponentially increase your business. So as I said, if you don't do headshots for kids, you should start doing them right away. If you don't have any images, I don't know, talk to your family. If they have some, you know, kids, take them on the front of the camera, build your portfolio, and start expanding that side of the business, because as I said, there's a lot of potential, and it's cool, right? If you're gonna do this right, the parents are gonna be keep coming back to you, right? So that's something also which gonna create those long-term clients, which gonna just keep coming with those kids. And then, you know, the cool thing is, if you shoot with the kids once, you know what to expect from them, and then it's much, much easier to work with them in the future, because you know exactly how to work with them. They know you a little bit better, so there's this like connection with the child, and they, you know, it's much, much easier to work with them if you work with them second or third or fifth time, right? So that's something to also keep in mind. Yeah, so that we could kind of like end here, because I think we put it all of important information into this. But if you have any additional questions, you would like to explore this topic, let me know. I'll be more than happy to chat about this a little bit more. And yeah, I would like to hear your story. Are you shooting headshots for kids, or you don't? You know, tell me your side of the story. And if you like shooting kids, headshot kids, also let me know. And if you have some any cool experiences or some funny stories, also let me know. Okay, thank you for listening. I hope that was interesting. I wish you guys fantastic week. Stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye bye.